Justice Kagan has the opinion of the court this morning, case 22-193, Muldrow versus the City of St. Louis.
Congress enacted Title VII to combat workplace discrimination. The statute makes it unlawful for an employer to discriminate against someone in the terms or conditions of employment because of her race or religion or sex. This case requires us to decide how the provision applies when an employee is transferred to a new job, allegedly because of one of those protected traits. Here, it's sex. Jatanya Muldrow was a sergeant with the St. Louis Police Department. For many years, she worked in the department's Specialized Intelligence Division. It was a plum job. She worked with high-ranking officials on high-profile investigations of gangs, public corruption, and human trafficking. She had a traditional Monday through Friday work week, too, and a take-home car. By all accounts, Muldrow was a good officer, a workhorse whom her superiors could rely on. But in 2017, Muldrow was transferred out of the Intelligence Division against her wishes so that she could be replaced with a male officer. Muldrow was reassigned to a uniformed job in one of the department's neighborhood precincts. Muldrow's pay and rank remained the same after the transfer, but her responsibilities, perks, and schedule did not. She now had more administrative and more routine tasks, supervising the day-to-day activities of patrol officers. She worked less with high-ranking officials on the department's priorities. She lost her car, and she had a less regular schedule, which required her to work weekend shifts. Muldrow sued St. Louis for a violation of Title VII. She argued that in transferring her, the city had discriminated against her because she is a woman. The courts below rejected that claim for a very particular reason, because she did not show enough harm from the transfer. In their view, Muldrow had to show that the transfer caused her what they called a materially significant disadvantage. And they said Muldrow didn't suffer that kind of harm because her pay and rank remained the same and she continued to have good career prospects. Other courts of appeals have adopted similar standards. Some require a transferred worker to show a significant injury. Others say the harm has to be material or serious. The exact word is unimportant. The key thing in these courts is that a transferred employee has to meet a heightened harm requirement. To win a Title VII suit, she must show not just any harm, but one that qualifies in the court's view as serious or substantial. Today, we reject that approach. We hold that an employee who challenges a job transfer under Title VII must show that the transfer made her worse off in some way, but courts should not be asking whether her harm is significant. We reach that answer based on Title VII's text. Again, Title VII prohibits discriminating against a worker with respect to the terms or conditions of employment. Now, this court has held before that the term discriminate against means to treat someone worse, to injure her in some way because of race, religion, or sex. But nothing in the statute requires that the harm rise to the level of significance or seriousness, as the courts below and many other courts around the country have said. The significance requirement those courts have used has led to the dismissal of too many transfer suits. The opinion gives some examples from the case law. An engineering technician is moved to a new job site, specifically to a 14 by 22 foot wind tunnel. A shipping worker is required to take a new position involving only nighttime work. A school principal is forced into a non-school based administrative role. Courts dismissed all those suits because, in their judgment, the harm suffered from the transfer was not sufficiently serious. They should not have done so. And the same is true of this case. Muldrow was transferred into a more administrative and less prestigious role with a less regular schedule and no take-home car. Now, that might or might not have been because she is a woman. There are many issues left to be addressed in this case, including whether the transfer was in fact based on sex. But the suit should not have been dismissed on the ground that the transfer didn't cause her enough harm. Her allegations about the difference between the two jobs was more than sufficient, a lot more than sufficient, to meet Title VII's basic injury requirement. We therefore vacate the decision dismissing Muldrow's suit and send the case back to the Court of Appeals for further consideration of her claims. Justice Thomas has filed an opinion concurring in the judgment. Justice Alito has filed an opinion concurring in the judgment. And Justice Kavanaugh has filed an opinion concurring in the judgment.